Hey, welcome everybody. You're listening to some live radio coming at you from United Public Radio Network here on a Tuesday night. It is about 16, 17 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour if you're listening to us in the Eastern time zone. Thanks to everybody if you're listening to us, of course, from the confines of the Pal Talk chat room on Yield Internets and from all over the place, 105 FM on your FM band, 107.7 FM in beautiful downtown New Orleans, Louisiana. And of course, for those of you listening to us, I guess we would say in the future on a podcast on iTunes, those of you listening to us live on iHeartRadio, thank you for joining us as well. Thank you, Joe, for putting up with all of the technical issues we've been having back at Studio Control. I guess we could say is, folks, do kind of stay tuned for an announcement from UPRNTalkRadio.com about trying to do an equipment drive before the holidays, because the station is in need of an equipment upgrade for Santa Claus and his 8 reindeer, because the 9th reindeer is not too happy right now. The 9th reindeer would be lucky if he's able to play Candy Crush on the Wi-Fi. That being said, stay tuned for that. I'm sure Joe will have some stuff posted up on UPRNTalkRadio.com. Of course, the UPRN page on Facebook. You can also follow UPRN Talk Radio on Twitter.com, amongst other places. Of course, we have some headlines that are not too happy coming to you today. Of course, the last reporting that we had coming in from 8:44 p.m. Eastern time, it's the last time we got an update here in the room on Voice of the People Radio. I'm your host, Greg Miller, on United Public Radio Network in Rancho Tahama, California. Of course, if you hadn't heard this already, in Rancho Tahama, California, a gunman choosing targets at random open fire in a rural Northern California town on Tuesday today, killing 4 people at several sites and wounding others at an elementary school before police shot him dead, according to authorities. CBS television affiliate KHSL-TV reports that the suspect had a semi-automatic rifle and 2 handguns, and no motive has been declared. Of course, again, police shot him dead. And to repeat the headline, folks, just in case you had just joined us here on Voice of the People Radio, or I was not very intelligible the first time, because it's kind of upsetting. But as of report, as of 8:44 p.m. Eastern time, the last time this report was updated, in Rancho Tahama, California, a gunman, in choosing targets at random, opened fire in a rural Northern California town on Tuesday today, killing 4 people at several sites and wounding others at an elementary school before police shot him dead, according to authorities. The suspect had a semi-automatic rifle and 2 handguns, and no motive has been declared. Quoting Tahama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson at a press conference earlier this evening, he said, "This is a very tragic event for all of us. There are children involved. It's an emotional thing." Authorities say one of the 4 victims killed was a neighbor. He was accused of assaulting in January, according to the Associated Press. Officials have yet to identify the gunman. Sheriff's Deputy Johnson said the neighbor had a restraining order against the gunman. Again, the sheriff's deputy said the neighbor had a restraining order against the gunman. He said the neighbor was a woman, but gave no other details. Okay, Sheriff's Deputy Johnson spokesperson there said the number of dead could go up because it's a rural area and there may be other victims. Officials say the gunman was wearing a load-bearing vest similar to what soldiers wear to carry their ammunition. Okay, the gunfire began shortly before 8 a.m. in the community of Rancho Tahama Reserve, which is about 130 miles north of Sacramento, California. Officials say the gunman crashed a pickup truck, stole another car, and then started shooting. The area is a homeowners association of modest houses and trailers in rolling oak woodlands dotted with grazing cattle. Okay. Three local hospitals have confirmed to CBS News tonight that they have received a total of 10 patients from this shooting incident. Now, it is not yet clear if patients were brought to other hospitals. Janine Quist, an administrative assistant with the Corning Union Elementary School District, said no one was killed at the Rancho Tehama Elementary School Monday morning, but a number of students were shot and wounded. Okay, so they're talking about Tuesday here. That's a typographical error that could be understood. I just wanted to point that out because I read it the way that it was printed. We'll go back and say no one was killed at the Rancho Tehama Elementary School Tuesday morning, but a number of students were shot and wounded. Authorities say a gunman tried to get into rooms at the elementary school with the intent of shooting children, but the workers initiated a lockdown that saved lives. Surveillance video shows the gunman, but has not been released publicly. Now, Sheriff's Deputy Johnson again says school officials heard shots being fired and immediately locked down the school, and then it was monumental that school workers took the action they did, that it resulted in saving the lives of countless children. Officials from the Rancho Tehama Elementary School say that the gunman crashed his vehicle through the school's locked gate and fired dozens of shots on the campus. He shot out windows and through walls. The school will be closed until further notice as an investigation continues and counselors will be available. Although police offered no immediate word on the assailant's motive, a sheriff's official said the shooter's neighbors had reported a domestic violence incident. About 100 law enforcement personnel are currently working at least 7 crime scenes in the area, according to police. We don't know exactly whether or not those 7 crime scenes are all relative to this one shooter at this time. Again, I'm updating with information that here is a little over an hour old, simply because I wanted to get the most reliable information that I could on this story that has possibly been corrected before going live with it on the air. It was very clear at the onset that we had an individual that was randomly picking targets, again, from Johnston. Mr. Johnson there, the sheriff's deputy and department spokesman there with this Rancho Tehama incident. The gunman's name is not being released. He was fatally shot by 2 officers. Okay. Sheriff's deputy addressed reporters near one of the scenes and said that deputies were first alerted to a shooting in Rancho Tehama Reserve before multiple victims and multiple shots were reported at the Rancho Tehama Elementary School. Witnesses reported hearing gunshots and children screaming at the school about 5 miles down a road from where the shooting is believed to have started. And again, Deputy Johnson said, "I know that we have medevaced a number of students," referring to the use of helicopters for the emergency transportation of shooting victims to hospitals. At least one student was wounded at the school. Another child was shot while driving with a woman who was also wounded, said Deputy Johnson. Deputy Johnson said the school had been cleared by 10 o'clock in the morning and all other students have been brought to a safe location. Gerardo Garcia works at a nearby convenience store and said it was like a war zone. Salvador Teo said the gunman fired at a truck in front of him as he was dropping off his 3 children. Mr. Teo said he was about 3 blocks from the school when bullets made big holes in the truck in front of him. He said he forced his children to duck down and slammed his truck into reverse and headed to the children's grandmother's house. I put my kids down, I put my truck in reverse and went out. I don't believe it because I wake up, I take my kids, I feed them cereal, I put them in a truck and said, let's go to school like it's a normal day. And on the way, he said he saw an apparent gunshot victim and police at another scene. Details were still sketchy hours after the shootings, and authorities did not have a firm count of the wounded due to the number of places this gunman attacked, Sheriff's Deputy Johnson said. Five people, at least three of whom were children, were transported to Enloe Medical Center in Chico, California. It is not clear whether all three children were students at the elementary school. St. Elizabeth Community Hospital in Red Bluff, California, received two victims. One is continuing to receive treatment at the hospital, and the other was stabilized and transferred to another facility, according to Amanda Harder, the communications manager for Dignity Health North State. The company also operates Mercy Medical Center, which received three patients, one of whom was stabilized and transferred, and two others who are still undergoing treatment. It is not clear if any of the patients at St. Elizabeth or at Mercy Medical Center are children. Mr. Brian Flint told KHSL-TV that his roommate is among the victims and that his neighbor was the gunman. He said his neighbor, whom he knows only as Kevin, also stole his truck. Tentatively here from these news reports, he is identifying the shooter as someone named Kevin, who stole his truck. He said his roommate told authorities their neighbor was acting crazy and threatening them. Mr. Brian Flint asked the neighbor, Mr. Brian Flint said the neighbor had been shooting hundreds of rounds from large magazines. The FBI has confirmed now to CBS News that they are sending agents from Sacramento, California, Redding, California, and Chico, California, to assist with the investigation. California Governor Jerry Brown issued a statement about the shootings. What's Jerry Brown going to say? Jerry Brown says a Jerry Brown thing. Ann and I are saddened to hear about today's violence in Tehama County, which shockingly involves school children. We offer our condolences to the families who lost loved ones and unite with all Californians in grief. Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown, I don't know if Jerry Brown's ever said anything that anybody could take as truly offensive, but probably, as much shock as everyone else, but, it's Jerry Brown. What can you say? So just going on and reiterating that was a gunman kills four in California shooting spree in elementary school. Children were among the wounded. I mean, it's personal opinion here, folks, on Voice of the People Radio, not the opinion of United Public Radio Network station ownership or management or any of the other hosts. Or anybody on the call-in line or guests right now, because I'm just going on telling everybody, what's going on in the news headline. To me, it's like it's getting to the point that people are not going to want to send their kids to school. I mean, you look at what Mr. Tao was saying there in the story, live on the scene, going to drop his kids off from the truck and has to throw it in reverse and back out of there and take the kids to their grandma's. Luckily, he has a grandma's house to go to. Some people, they're in a situation, hell no, they're not going to leave their kids in a situation where you hear gunfire or anything like that. But, fortunately, there's somewhere to go to. It's getting to the point that, people like this, and this is the thing, the gunman reportedly is shot and killed by police, okay? These people, they're being shot, they're being killed by the police. It's almost as if it's a situation of suicide by cop. Yes, they're creating hell for the rest of the society. They're creating a condition where they're not going to be held responsible for it because, hey, they were shot dead by the police. Their part in the problem was to contribute to the problem and to exacerbate the problem But then they're no longer part of the problem because, you know, they were eliminated. They became a statistic along with everyone else that they, you know, took vengeance upon, or whatever their motivations were. Okay. Whatever their motivations were, going berserk with a firearm, you know, it's just not acceptable to the norms of society's standards. Okay. I mean, I can rail all I want about protecting your right and my right to keep and bear arms in this country, but these people they're just, you know, on an individual basis, yeah, they're selling you and me down the river with our gun rights as American citizens, but then they don't, you know, they don't have to pay the consequences of it because, you know, if they see themselves as a martyr, so be that, but we'll never know because they're being basically eliminated by the police, which that's the police job, is to protect and serve the community. Okay. So I can feel, you know, I can feel no ill feelings at all towards the officers to have to take those shots, you know, to take this guy down and, you know, ending the threat to innocent lives. But this guy, he's making it a situation where what are you going to do? Are you going to not want to send your kids to school? I mean, that's really what they're creating with these type of situations. Today, there was some hearings in the court system as well, just something we'll have to pick up on sometime later this week in United Public Radio or, you know, on Voice of the People on Saturday. We don't know. But today they started proceedings in Connecticut against, I think it was the Remington's Firearms Company, about the Sandy Hook shootings. And part of the thing with this is, you know, are you going to try to hold the firearm company liable? The firearm company is not responsible for when, you know, somebody uses their automatic or semi-automatic weapon in a manner in which it was not intended for. Okay, so that's a big legal thing. That's a big can of worms that's being opened up on the East Coast, which is can action be taken against a firearm manufacturer? Because, you know, it's, people make the argument the military properly trains people and they go through psychological training and vetting, you know, meaning that your drill instructor is not going to put a weapon in your hands if you are deemed not to be psychologically fit. Okay, they're going to discharge you and probably send you to a medical facility. Okay, now when you have a company like Remington Firearms selling a weapon which is semi-automatic to the general public because it is legal to do so, and then there is protection laws basically in place to protect gun manufacturers from lawsuits based on the actions of individuals with either, you know, an insanity condition or some sort of criminal intent. The laws have been in place for, you know, since what you would legally call since forever, to protect the firearm manufacturers for them to be able to sell their product. Okay, so you have a potentially history-setting court case which is going on in the state of Connecticut right now. Pay close attention to that, because that is the case that is being brought up about what happened with the shooter Adam Lanza, and a lot of media outlet stuff. People like to say alleged shooter. Adam Lanza didn't go to court. Okay, Adam Lanza didn't survive the whole thing either. That's my part and parcel. That's the problem with the whole issue here. Is that you've got these people, you've got things like the, you know, I think it was 26 first grade students that Adam Lanza killed and 6 educators in Sandy Hook Elementary School before he was dead. Whoever this guy, allegedly Kevin out in California, you know, the alleged Kevin shooter here with the elementary school and possibly 7 other possible sites for this shooting. I mean, what, you know, you're not going to know what the motive is, but the condition that is being created is a culture where it's not the same as, you know, if you were a kid in the early 70s and you had the issues of, Do your parents want to send you to school in a major American city because they were integrating school districts and towns and cities across America that were segregated? And it was a matter of, especially starting in Boston, where you didn't want to send your kids to the school because the school was being forcibly integrated, or your kids were going to be sent to a school across town in another district, in a place where your kids weren't able to walk to school and your kids would have to go to school by bus. And you had kids coming from the other neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods, obviously, in the American cities in the beginning, in the mid and early and mid 70s, were not as racially integrated as they are today. And so the school districts was a huge, there was a huge battle in this country over integrating the school districts. And it continues. There are still school districts in this country where integration is still an issue. Okay, but we're no longer talking about just a simple problem. And we can call the problem simple because there's been 40 years to try to work the problems out in various cities across America. There have been issues. There's a history. There's a precedent. There are solutions. There are things that we know don't work. Okay, but there's a big difference between bigotry and hatred and people basing a prejudice on one another's skin color and not wanting to send your child to a different neighborhood across town because of racial differences 40 years ago, and now not wanting to send your child to an elementary school, a middle school, a high school because you have random nut cases popping off with semi-automatic firearms. And so what is it doing? Is it setting a precedent to where we're not going to want to send our kids to school? I mean, we have the age of the internet, and you have people that have children with disabilities where the kids have to take their classes over the computer. There are educators that are on the other end, and the kids take their classes from home using a personal computer in order to be able to fulfill the curriculum according to the school district for little Johnny or Susie to be able to finish third grade. Okay, they can log in using a personal computer device, go on using broadband, use video chat, and interact with the teachers, and they can go to school remotely that way. Is that what these people are really pushing, when it comes to this? Because they're a martyr to this, due to their own criminal action. They're a martyr to this. But what you see what they're doing is, it's one thing if this alleged Kevin shooter, had just had an incident and shot the neighbor. Okay. I mean, this is, one of the four victims allegedly killed was a neighbor. Alleged Kevin was accused of assaulting in January of 2017, according to reports at 8:34 Eastern Time on Tuesday night from the Associated Press. Okay, but reading on through these different AP reports, and that we can now say alleged Kevin. I don't know. Maybe I should look to see if there's a difference here. Maybe it's been updated. Instead of the guy just pops off at the neighbor and loses it, and he goes and grabs a handgun and allegedly shoots the woman neighbor, then the guy takes off and goes to five or six other places and ends up shooting up the elementary school. That's where, that's where it becomes the biggest problem of all, because, the last thing that all of us want to think about is our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren not being safe. And the first thing that ends up coming to mind when you got something like this is exactly what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and nobody wants to see something like this. And then, because of what happened at Sandy Hook and Adam Lanza, unfortunately, being let into the building by somebody he eventually kills. Because of this, the lockdown procedures and things are in place for incidents like what happened today in Rancho Tahama, California. And that's the only positive. You can look at all of these events over the course of time. The only positive taken away from something like Adam Lanza and 26 children's lives, six educators' lives lost in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and then this, you know, battle in the courts over liability from the firearms manufacturer is a side issue to the symptom in society where you still have this shooting going on at Rancho Tahama. If not for the shooting and incidents in Sandy Hook, not to say this guy was inspired by it at all, probably wasn't, but if not for that, what would have happened in Rancho Tahama at that elementary school? There may not have been any lockdown procedures for them to implement, and it could have been even worse. The gunman could have went on a shooting rampage without the building being secured at all. So we have to take that tiny little grain of positive, you know, with all of this and say, well, thankfully that security protocol was in place because of awareness, because of something as sickening and unfortunate as what happened with somebody that was mentally disturbed. That happened, you know, now several years ago. It doesn't seem like years ago. I know for the family members of the children and the people that were lost in Connecticut, it's never going to seem like it didn't happen this morning, okay? I mean, it's just not, you know, it's not ever going to change. I don't, 40, 50 years from now, you're going to talk to any of the patients of those parents of those first grade kids that lost their lives. It is going to feel just like it was yesterday morning that they woke their kids up. They had their breakfast. They got in the car. They went to and dropped them off at the school. And then their kid, you know, because of a nut with a gun, their kid's not going to come home. And because of what happens and when these shooters either take their own lives or they are killed by the authorities to stop them during their shooting rampage, there is never going to be a 100% complete picture of the madness that is motivating the people to do this, you know. And so does it become dangerous to you as a parent, grandparent, great-grandparent? Does it become as dangerous a situation as it seems from the news media reports on these things? Or is it no longer tenable for American public to support taking and centralizing and putting our kids into school districts when you have situations, though, where you have single-parent homes and a single parent is the only wage earner in the home? You know, how does that kid receive an at-home over-the-internet education based completely on fairness? You know, because you still have, in the case of a single-parent household, you still have a situation where that child and that parent are dependent on the school system to provide a place for that child to safely learn. You know, so people who are not in single-parent homes that could afford to have a parent at home with the child to be at remote school, to be over the internet educated for their kids to be able to do their schoolwork, you know, they could say, oh, well, then their child, well, then, you know, the other thing is your child is only as safe as your front door, which really, that's the reality we all live with to begin with. You know, your child inside your home, your child is as safe as the safety of the door to your house. You know, we expect to have that safety extended beyond our doors when our child goes on the school bus or when our child is afforded the opportunity to use public transportation if the child is old enough. We expect public transportation authorities to have responsible security officers, you know. But we expect that layer of security to go beyond our front door when we put our kids into the public school. And are these shootings and things, is this making it a non-tenable situation for you as a parent, as a grandparent, as a adult caretaker? You might be taking care of you could have lost a brother or a sister and be taking care of your niece or nephew, you know. And personally, What I would like to find out from you in the audience too is, please send your thoughts on this to voiceofthepeopleradio@gmail.com. Write us an email. Let us know, because we need feedback on this. This is one of those important things. You know, alleged Kevin the Shooter out in Rancho Tehama, California, really doesn't deserve your attention, you know, after this. But the situation deserves all of our attention, because we need to come up with active and viable solutions for this. Eventually, you know, I can see a climate of fear and, you know, paranoia in American culture over this. I cannot see legislation being passed where it is going to stop anybody who was wanting to perpetrate a crime like this from being able to do so. You know, and until there's something where there's, you know, a cause for why some of these things happen, to broad brush it and then say, well, we need to pass semi-automatic firearm legislation to take the semi-automatic firearms away from everybody in America is not a solution to why you have these, you know, these mass shooting incidents. On the other hand, when are you going to get one of these mass shooters that either doesn't commit suicide or isn't killed by the police? So there's a debatable question there. You know, but broad brushing it and taking away people's rights to bear certain types of arms isn't necessarily the solution, because one, you are not going to be able to take the guns out of the hands of criminals, no matter how hard you try. Two, taking a semi-automatic weapon out of the hands of a law-abiding gun owner is just going to handicap that gun owner against somebody who illegally has a semi-automatic weapon, and it gives the person who is the criminal with the illegal semi-automatic weapon, which would, you know, since they're committing a criminal act, would be considered illegal for them to be commissioning said act with anyway. But you're taking an equality out of the hands of somebody that is undeservedly being punished for the actions of others, you know. And I mean, that's just that. Now you can argue that point with me at voiceofthepeopleradio@gmail.com as well, if you'd like to. Quite honestly, you know, I welcome your thoughts and your suggestions. But what we're looking at is after the Vegas shooting. We've had a massive amount of interest going up in these bump stocks, which are able to take semi-automatic weapons and create a situation where if you are handling the weapon correctly according to the application of the accessory, you can then operate the semi-automatic weapon in an automatic position, which the weapon, of course, is not necessarily designed for. Weapons can be subject to overheating damage, et cetera, and so forth and so on. And if you're not an expert trained with firearms, do not try this at home. In other words, I'm not recommending don't go out and just run off to, a Gander Mountain sports shop and buy yourself a bump stock and a semi-automatic something just to be, you know, getting grins, shooting at some targets out by, you know, out by the hay pile or something. You know, if you have to respect, take it seriously, and not as a form of entertainment. So I know if I have somebody listening to me that's like that, they're not going to take me seriously when I say it anyway. Okay, but send me your thoughts on this, because, you know, you have people that jump up and they start screaming about this with the guy in Las Vegas. Get rid of the bump stocks. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. Well, the reason a lot of people were saying, I can't believe that those were not illegal, they didn't even know they existed until this happened. I mean, and, you know, the rest of that has still not come out yet about the guy in Las Vegas. The guy busts out the windows. I mean, it with a sledgehammer, okay? It takes effort to do this, and then nobody notices. There's a lot of loose ends yet that need to be tied up with all of that. But you still can't say that the guy out here in Rancho Tehama, California is any kind of copycat. And we really don't know. I mean, it's you know, the guy's common sense kind of left the reservation. And we'll never know the answer to all the who, what's, where, when's, why's, and how's, except for the unfortunate reality that maybe in six or seven or more places, the shooter ends up leaving a carnage and a trail of bodies and property damage and destroyed lives in their wake. And then they're gone. You know, yes, they pay an ultimate price because they're gone. They're taken out of this world by the police. You know, so yeah, we're kind of damned to live with not knowing exactly why they did this. But let's try to apply some common sense to preventing things like this from happening when it's possible in the future. I don't know exactly how possible it is, you know, because you have a free and open society in America because of the right to keep and bear arms. You know, and yet you have these people who are, you know, very much limiting everyone's perspective on exactly how much freedom to keep and bear arms everybody else should be allowed to have. But the thing is, they kind of opted themselves out of the argument because they're not here to actually advocate for whether or not they think you should be able to have or don't have a weapon anymore, because they committed an atrocity and they were killed by police. You know, so they're like it's very strange to me. You know, to kind of draw an analogy, it's like the early first and second, third century Christian church and persecution by the Romans, and everybody kind of knows the stereotypical stories about the people being fed to the lions in the middle of the Colosseum. You know, these shooters are kind of, you know, and it's a very twisted analogy, but they're kind of like going and being thrown in, and then instead of the lions eating them, the lions are being turned against us, and we're the people that are in the crowd watching to see what was going to happen, except the lions are the gun regulations, and the gun regulations are going to get turned against us, and we're like the people in the crowd watching. You know, and the shooter's already been taken care of. The shooter's already not part of the equation. That's, to me, that's the biggest part of the problem when you have these situations where it's like suicide by cop. And I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's not just because of the number of incidents where they happen in schools, but particularly in schools. You know, I would like to know what your opinion is on it, because if you are an open advocate for it, I mean, the technology exists. The technology does exist today for you to be able to send your kid to remote elementary school, to remote junior high school. They're now advertised on television in areas of the country where broadband is available. There are options where it is fully accredited from kindergarten all the way into high school for you to be able to have your kids go to school on the internet and have teachers interact with them, possibly, you know, not on a one-on-one basis, of course, but just as close to and as one is acceptable under your state law. For your kids to be able to go to school remotely, and it was done beginning to, you know, as a thing for helping with disabled kids to be able to go and receive the attention from an educator that they needed to get their attention, their education as well. Okay, that's why it exists. Well, now you see it advertised, and of course, The schools that are being operated from kindergarten into high school, they are being operated as for-profit, and that's where it becomes dangerous. Not that your local school district isn't for-profit either, but usually being as it is operated as an extension of the local government, it's usually not operating in a profitable mode. The school district is usually not making very much money, if they're making any money at all. And they're barely supported by the tax levies that are supporting our local public school districts. And that is where you know, the local districts do not, you know, they don't necessarily openly disapprove of your kids being able to go to school over the internet from your house. It's just they're, you know, they're losing a student in the classroom. They're not necessarily losing your kid based on what you pay for property taxes or however your school district taxes are taken out to pay for your school district. And yes, there are online schools that are from kindergarten through high school now where it doesn't cost you anything more to enroll your kid in this in the online school than it does for you to send them to public school in your district. That is something that you as a parent or legal guardian, you know, an aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whatever you happen to be with the kids, that is something you have to individually research, find out what's available in your area. But the question to me, again, is, you know, is that going to be an option? Is that something you're going to be looking at because of things like what's happened out in California, because of things like what's happened a couple of years ago in Sandy Hook, and because of the consequences, is that an option? Is that something that's going to be on the table for you? Have you thought about it already? You know, or are you thinking about it because of what happened out in California? And, you know, if possible, you may not have thought about it until listening to Voice the People Radio. I don't know. But that's what the show is called, Voice the People Radio. I want to hear your voice about it. I want to know what you think about what's going on with this situation. Does it make you feel like you know, your kids are in danger and you need to take your kids out of the local school district and start having them take their classes at home? It's a very serious question. You know, 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have the technology. You know, our parents were worried about sending us across town, you know, or to, you know, or somewhere else when districts begin to be consolidated by counties. Your parents might have been worried about sending you somewhere else in the county. You know, you didn't think about these things, you know, and now, you know, it's kind of the way that times are. Now you think about it, you know, 1973, you wouldn't have thought about whether your kid was going to get shot at elementary school. Okay. 2017, different story. I mean, it's very disturbing, but you know, it's the reality of the situation. You know, it's what's, you know, what's here, it's what's happening. How is it going to affect you and your future? That's kind of the thing that we want to know. You know, do you think that it's a viable alternative? Do you think your kids, you know, do you need to look into it? Is it something that you had not considered before? You know, when you see these things happen, if you don't live in California, does it still make you nervous to send your kids off on the school bus the next day? Because knowing that we have copycats in our society in America, which is also very, very dangerous thing, you know, because they're out there. There could be one or two of them listening to the show right now. You know, that was a great idea. You know, I don't have an original thought in my head, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do that. I mean, it's, you know, that's just the way some of these people are. Thankfully, we don't get a lot of copycats on the level of Unabomber. You know, where Ted Kaczynski, the guy, he was a genius, figured out a way to, you know, try to blow you up while living in a wooden shack, you know, out in Montana. Somewhere, and then publishes manifesto. Thankfully, thankfully, people like that eventually find their way into custody of federal agents. You know, it's just so bizarre. You know, it's just nuts. And you know, here's, you know, I mean, it's just people. You know. People and their reactions, you know, and people are saying crazy, crazy, evil stuff, you know, evil stuff, saying things like this is, you know, CNN. We're just going to go and say this one, folks, you know, in the last few minutes, because you're listening to Voice of the People Radio on United Public Radio Network. This is off of CNN, just to give you a little bit of perspective on what people do think after things like this shooting that happens out in California. Their headlines, why Americans don't give a damn about mass shootings. Okay? I mean, really? Why Americans don't give a damn? You know? 1 month ago, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history took place at a country music concert in Las Vegas. 58 people were killed and more than 500 people were injured. Fox commentator Bill O'Reilly boiled the massacre down to six words. This is the price of freedom. Okay? And they go on. The lady that wrote the article says, I hate to say it, but he's right. Sunday, 34 days after Las Vegas, 26 people were gunned down and about 20 others were wounded during a church service in Texas. You know, and here's the worst part about the whole thing. She then writes, and here's what's really sick. We won't be surprised when there's another mass shooting next month. Okay, well, just to let Mel Robbins know, we didn't have to wait until next month, Mel. Okay? The mass shooting and the shooting at the school took place in California. Okay? Vegas wasn't the only mass shooting on October 1st. It was just the biggest, she wrote. There was one outside the University of Kansas on the same day. Okay? Well, the same day that she ended up writing this article and having it updated about why Americans don't give a damn about the mass shootings. There's a mass shooting with kids involved out in California. So take, you know, that, I mean, that's, you know, that's showing you, I guess, some people will call the liberal side of the national news media in the United States, CNN. If you want to label them, they could end up being labeled as leftist, you know, or extremely liberal. I don't know. I look at it, it's like the same thought police trying to tell you what to think. You know, whether you're watching it on CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, somebody's always trying to put an opinion into your head from that box and not let you formulate an opinion on your own. That's why I'm asking, what's your opinion? What is your opinion? Send it to voicethepeopleradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about that. You know, it's that's not the only, you know, I mean, that's not the only thing. I mean, it's crazy. You have a gunman going and shooting probably 10 people out of California, major American city, Chicago, from today's Chicago Tribune newspaper. One dead, three wounded in Gage Park and Austin shootings. Chicago police investigate following a shooting in the alley near the 5300 block of South Albany Avenue around 6:45 p.m. Central Time on November 14th, 2017. Okay. And this is just, you know, this happens. You know, it's from 2.5 hours ago. Shootings left one man dead and three others wounded Tuesday on the southwest and west sides, according to Chicago police. So everybody, you know, everybody's going on, including myself, asking you about what's going on with the schools, you know, out in California. Well, look at one of America's biggest cities, the city of Chicago. This, you know, this is an everyday occurrence. You could, if you live somewhere else, you could go on the internet. You can Google search Chicago shooting, then keep refreshing the page. Eventually, and this is the very unfortunate part about it, eventually you are going to have a shooting occurring with usually a fatality in Chicago that day, and it's going to end up on a news report. It's going to end up on Google. It's going to end up on your page. I mean, you could even do a thing called a Google alert, which will tell you the next time the word Chicago and Shing appear, and Google will email you and tell you when that article was published on the internet based on the terms Chicago and shooting. But this just happening while we're getting ready, and happening while we're on the air. You know, I mean, obviously we are not out there, we're not on the streets, you know. But the culture is the permeation of why is this going on, you know. So if you live in Chicago, Illinois, and somebody came and said, instead of having to because you remember what I said a little while ago, folks, too, about your safety begins and ends at your front door. How do you think the parents in Chicago feel in comparison to the parents that sent their kids to the school district in California? By comparison, rural area. Okay, Chicago, Illinois, 8.5 million people plus, metropolitan area, not rural. Okay, when you send your kids out to go to school and you live in urban Chicago, Illinois, it's kind of almost like everybody that lives in your family is a police officer. And if you have been a family member of a police officer, or you know a police officer family, you know that what happens is when the members of the family that are members of the police force leave the home, the whole thing is, you don't know if you're going to be coming back. Okay? And when you live in a situation in a city like Chicago, Illinois, and your kids are going to school in the morning, you know, nobody in America and their kids should be living in a situation where everybody's like a police officer. When you leave in the morning, you don't know if you're coming home, kids included. And that's part of the problem that we're having with this situation. You know, the fatal shooting occurred about 4:10 p.m. in the 500 block of South Lockwood Avenue in Chicago when an unknown person opened fire from inside a light-colored car. The man, who died, age 25, was shot multiple times in the head and pronounced dead on the scene. The other two men, ages 28 and 32, respectively, were both taken to Stroger Hospital in stable condition, according to Chicago police. One was shot in the groin and buttocks, and the other one was grazed in the head. An initial police alert said the shooting happened in the 5200 block of West Congress Parkway nearby, but the address was later corrected. Another shooting happened about 6:45 p.m. in an alley near the 5300 block of South Albany Avenue in the Gage Park neighborhood. The victim, a 28-year-old man, told police that the gunman opened fire from a vehicle, hitting him multiple times. He was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago, where he was listed in critical condition, according to the police department. And also, as of the time of reading of this article on the air, no arrests have been made. You know, part of the problem. Can we all figure out a solution to this? I mean, that to me is the big question. I don't really know. I don't know. It's you know, it's do you feel safe sending your kids to public school when you have things like these shootings happening? Thankfully, the school in California was able to put on lockdown, and that probably save the lives of who knows how many children, because had the gunman been allowed to go into the elementary school, who knows how many lives he would have taken. You know, we'll never know exactly why this happened, because of course he was taken out by the police, you know, but thankfully the protocols were in place. Unfortunately, due to earlier incidents in our, you know, precedents with Sandy Hook Elementary and other school shootings. And that's all I could say at this point, folks. I would like to thank each and every one of you that stuck with us. If you're listening to us on a podcast, on Podbean, Pod and Go, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are, if you listen to us on iHeartRadio, thank you. Thank you so much. If you're listening to us live on the air, stay tuned, because there's going to be some spaced out radio with Dave Scott and other things coming up, taking you through the late night with United Public Radio Network. But without you, the listening audience, there is no Voice of the People Radio. This is your host, Greg Miller, saying stay safe. You know, love your kids. They're only young once. And always tell them that you love them, because, you know, in days and times like this, when you have these type of situations going on, you never know when they're not going to come home from school or you're not going to come home from work. I really don't want to end the show on such a negative with anything like that. But like, again, like I said, send your comments to voicethepeopleradio@gmail.com and let us know about that. And keep your eyes and ears peeled for a holiday appeal from UPRNTalkRadio.com as we look to try to, you know, make some social justice noise, you know, of an objective kind, without being over conservative, over liberal, keep your ears peeled and your eyes open, and have a great night. Thanks for listening. Without you, the listening audience, there is no Voice of the People Radio. Thanks to everybody, from everybody in the Pal Talk chat room on out into terrestrial radio, for hanging out with us here, and have a great night, everybody.